SOP48. Hey, it's summer. Let's go tubing.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Alrighty, take your seats. Welcome back to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. It's the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, and we've got a fairly long, at least for me, interview with Carter Hawkins of InnerTube. Very cool tool. In fact, if you're listening to this podcast right now, if you're a subscriber, and you can subscribe, by the way, out at the schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can send me an email at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. But if you're listening to this right now, do me a favor. Stop. I know that sounds weird, but stop. Go to schoolofpodcasting.net and click on the button for InnerTube. And you can actually watch this podcast. Very, very cool. Interesting little tool. And I'm not going to say a whole lot about that because we talk about that in the interview. We do have a last five and five in this podcast. And also want to let you know, a little announcement. I am now a co-host of Today in Podcasting with Gary Leland, who's kind of the main head honcho over there from Podcast Pickle. He's been on our show before. And Rob Walsh from Podcast 411. And we're talking about the latest news in podcasting. So I'll have a link out to show number 14, which was the first one that featured myself and Rob and Gary as we get used to each other. But a lot of interesting news going on. And I tell you what, Rob is a fountain of information. And Gary's just a blast to hang out with. So it should be an interesting podcast as we move forward. So again, that'll be out in the show notes. But it really, I'm just going to shut up at this point. Keep sending me your last five and five submissions. I appreciate those. What that is, again, it's the last five podcasts you listen to. And if you can, do it in less than 5 minutes. In fact, about 2 minutes would be great. So here is my interview with Carter Hawkins from InnerTube. That's InnerTOOB.com. All right, on the Skype phone, I have with us Carter Hawkins, and I found a new toy to play with. It's called InnerTube. That's InnerTOOB.com. And, you know, rather than have me describe it, Carter, first of all, thanks for coming on the show.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Dave.
And why don't you, what the heck is InnerTube?
InnerTube, it's kind of a little bit of a mashup of a little bit of everything. It's essentially a way to annotate audio and video files on the web. It's a player, so you can put MP3 or the Flash Video Format, FLV, into the player. And then as the media source is playing, you can click a little button and add little what we call time posts. They're essentially markers, but it's more than just like a marker, like in an enhanced podcast file where it's just a time spot that you can jump to. This actually, you can create meta content. You can, you know, blog right on top of the audio file or the video file, talk about what's going on at that particular point, then share those comments with your friends so that they can jump right in at the same spot. So that's kind of our moniker, is jump in, share out, and that's kind of the principle of it. You can jump in at certain points and then share those points out with other people. So that's it in a nutshell, but obviously we're going to go deeper than that.
Right now, one of the things that, to me, when I looked at it, I was like, well, this is kind of cool, and it's very easy to use, and it's pretty sleek looking with the little, you know, silver kind of tube there, and the way the menus kind of pop out on the left-hand side. But for me, the application, and of course, this is one of those things where there's like 37 different ways to use it, but I come from a background where I still have a newsletter that I do that turned into a podcast. Mm-hmm. So for anyone listening, if you're in this scenario, one of the coolest things I like about this new toy is I can send in an email, if I wanted to, I could say, hey, if you want to hear, let's say I'm listening to the Daily Source Code and I don't want to listen to the music at the beginning, and I go, Adam made this really cool announcement about blah, blah, blah. If Adam was using InnerTube, I could send a link right to that section in the file. So
exactly.
So for me, if I do interviews, sometimes I have interviews in a podcast and sometimes I'll have music. If, you know, somebody says, hey, this is really cool, or if I'm a band, you know, I could say, hey, we were interviewed on the Musician's Cooler. Click here and go right to that interview. They don't have to sit there and sift through the other things I talk about. And I just thought that was very unique and very cool.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you like that. We also do embeddable players so that people that, you know, there's bloggers out there that do nothing but blog on other podcasts and media files and things on the web, things that they see that they're interested in. And, you know, multimedia bloggers, I guess. And this gives them a way to embed a player on their own website so that their comments and things that are tied specifically to those points give their listeners access in a totally new way to where they can read the subject lines and go, oh, that sounds interesting. Let's click on that. And then they're jumping in right at that spot. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. But the search part of it, too, is the part that just slays me. It's sort of an unintended consequence, or not really unintended, but we just didn't realize that that's what we were creating when we started out. And when I say we, it's me and my partner, Daniel Nelson, who's the coding god behind this. He's a powerhouse in the director community. He's going to kill me for saying that. he hates it when I brag on him. But let me tell you, this would not exist if it weren't for Daniel. In terms of the coding, I've done... I know just enough PHP to shipwreck a website. Let's just say that. He's just brilliant, and it's been a pleasure working with him. But, you know, it's sort of like you mentioned Adam Curry. It's sort of like Adam always says, you know, it's kind of what happens when podcasts or when developers and users get together and party. And that's me and Daniel. I mean, he's really the developer. I'm really the podcaster, the end user of this sort of tool. So, I joke all the time at parties and stuff. I tell people, you know, I think every podcaster ought to have a Daniel Nelson in their, you know, stable of friends that they can just say, hey, can you build this for me? So it's been cool. But the search aspect is the thing that's so exciting to me, because suddenly we realized that what we were building was something that the search engines could crawl all over and see this metadata that was pointing to specific points in time. You know, it's like the buzzword that goes around right now, you know, SEO or search engine optimization for websites and stuff like this. Essentially, InnerTube becomes search engine optimization for audio and video files. And when we realized that, it was like, oh my gosh, what have we done? It's that eureka moment when you just think, this has huge implications in terms of helping podcasters and content creators get the word out to people who are not searching podcast directories, who are not searching places for podcasts, are just looking for everyday information. In fact, I was looking at our stats the other day, and I noticed that there's, you know, we can track to see what people are coming in from Google with, what their search strings were. Mm-hmm. And it was so cool to see people looking for things that it wasn't like they were looking for innertube.com or, you know, anything having to do with the words innertube. They were looking for things like, you know, what's the... is it HD264 or the video codec? I always forget. You know, that's what they were looking for. Well, I had tubed something This Week in Media, one of Leo Laporte's shows on twit.tv, and they were talking about it. So I had, you know, talked about that particular thing as they were talking about it in their podcast and making some notes and stuff. And really then I was using it more of an annotation tool for myself, because I needed help to remember some of these things. And so I was right there in the player, and I just clicked a time post, created one right at that spot, and started literally writing down or just typing what they were saying so that I could remember these things later in my own research that I was doing for that particular thing. But as a result of me having created that tube and that metadata being crawled by Google, somebody else who was searching for that found it and presumably came to InnerTube and was able to get that information from a podcast that they either never knew about or certainly weren't looking for in their search results. They weren't searching for a podcast. They just found it as a result of a regular search. That's power. I mean, I was thrilled about, you know, how this tool could be used in that regard.
Now, what all can you, besides obviously typing, and you said you could put a an audio player in, what are we calling those little boxes? I just call them the little boxes.
Sure, the little boxes are called time posts.
Okay, so what all can you do in a time post?
Well, lots of different kinds of content. You can do hyperlinks, so long as you start it with http://, you know, which is the standard format for a URL. And the player automatically recognizes it as a hyperlink, and it is hyperlinked in the post. You can add, if it's a hyperlink to a URL to a media source, either an MP3 or an FLV, then the player automatically recognizes that that's a media source it can do something with, and it just converts it into this little, puts just a little player right there in the time post. So, you know, like on the Charlie all the time, Adam's got, you know, these audio feedback comments and things coming in, and he plays them all, or a lot of them. This is a way where if he were to use a tool like this, then he could just say, you know, go leave your audio comments in our tube, and, you know, and tell us what you think of whatever, and then he and people can go and hear the comments themselves. Take up a lot less time on a show. Might not be as fun, but
well, that's probably a good question we should probably talk about now. The current going rate for using InnerTube is
$0.00. It's free. We have some advertising down at the bottom, but we're strategizing about other ways. We have some other features that we're kind of looking at and that we might do as a pay model. But honestly, you know, this thing is growing so organically right now. We're just kind of happy to let podcasters tell us what they want and then figure out if that's something that we can do. And we're hyper suggestible. I tell people, you know, give us your ideas, tell us what you want in this thing, and let's see what we can do to make it. And so, you know, I don't know where it's going to go, but for now, we definitely want to try to offer it free to as many people as possible. We've just got a few ads at the bottom that we're just trying to use to support us. I think we've made $2 so far. So,
all right,
we're going a long way towards offsetting those server costs.
Well, and then I mentioned earlier how I can email people a link to a certain part in the tube, but you've also got some features where I can actually embed a player right in my blog.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
Will that work on something like MySpace?
Unfortunately, not with MySpace. Not yet, anyway. They keep changing their policies anyway. This, you know, in the news, I'm sure you've heard that what they've done is gone in and upgraded to Flash 9,
right.
So that everything that's on their site, in other words, they're turning off outside links. So embedding one of our players into MySpace, in a nutshell, it's breaking the links. We can't get it to work right now. We're working on it, and it might be that in the future we're able to get that going. But for now, MySpace, it doesn't work. But any kind of a blog or website where you've got full authority and control, you can put a player anywhere you want, and it's pretty cool when you can do that kind of a thing and get people to jump in right from your website.
Right, and the cool thing about the player that I think is neat is you know, when you start to hit play, you can actually watch the file kind of, you know, start to fill in, and then once that file is downloaded, you can go ahead and, because it'll start to play as it's downloading, you have to wait, but you can actually, you can drag the little progress bar, or not really the progress bar, what is that?
The playhead.
The playhead.
The playhead, yeah.
And you can actually watch the titles change.
Subject lines,
yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, you can scan through manually and just look really quickly to see, what are they talking about here? Oh, that looks interesting, and let it play from that point. And then you click on that right button on the far right, the little kind of the dummy sign for edit,
right.
You know, the pencil and paper. You click on that, and it'll launch a little pop-up window that is just a very small little pop-up player, but it gives you more of the functionality of the full version of the InnerTube player, so that you can see the time posts and preview things and click right to those points and use it just like you would the full player
right.
At InnerTube.com.
So it's a very cool little player.
Thanks. You know what I do is I'll go, you know, my favorite podcasts, I'll go grab the MP3 link, the URL, go to the InnerTube player and just put it in and listen to all my podcasts when I'm at the computer. I mean, I do listen on, you know, portable devices as well. But if I'm at the computer and I'm listening to a podcast, which is actually oftentimes the case, you know, I will just listen in the InnerTube player, and then I can annotate things as I go. If I want to make a note, or if I want to make a comment and share that comment with someone else, and I do that a lot. I mean, in fact, Leo Laporte first became aware of us because I made a note in using the InnerTube player and sent him a link to the tube, and he was like, "Oh my gosh, I love this!" So, you know, it's a cool way to just kind of get people engaged around content. And for a content creator, for a podcaster or a vlogger or a vidcaster, this is just that way to engage their audience and get them really participating rather than just being passive listeners who really the only thing you know about them is their download numbers in aggregate. You know, I mean, this is who are you? Respond. Let's talk. Let's get, you know, let's have some dialogue here. And this becomes a way to do it right around the content.
It's like that's all the fun toys at this point. And you said there's more coming in the future, right?
Oh my gosh. In fact, Daniel and I had a brainstorm this afternoon and just something hit me. I was looking at another website and thought, oh, I can't believe I missed this. I mean, how come we're not doing this? So I went to Daniel and we spent an hour and a half on the phone just talking this idea over, and I think it's going to mold and shape the direction that we're headed. It's not a departure from where we're headed already, but it really, I think, is going to round out some of the experience for podcasters specifically, but also for their users. And but yeah, a lot in the works, a lot coming up.
Gotcha. And of course, that's InnerTube is InnerTOOB.com. And then when we were talking earlier, you had mentioned the website Intrascope. I totally blotched it. Intrascopicmedia.com. And, of course, that'll be out in the show notes at the schoolofpodcasting.net.
And maybe you can tube it.
Yeah, there you go. And now what's going on at intrascopicmedia.com?
Well, that's our that's kind of our official blog site for InnerTube News, and it's kind of the parent company that we created to house this effort, and we just decided to make it a different blog and just, you know, put up the news, the things that, you know, anytime we're mentioned in the news, anytime we have something that we want to say, because, you know, we're podcasters, we're bloggers, we have a desire to kind of speak to the audience, and that's just kind of our platform for doing that. So,
gotcha. Well, speaking of podcasters, you said you're a podcaster. You might as well plug your podcast while we got you on here.
Okay. Actually, it's currently not really being developed much, and part of the reason is I just lost my day job, and so several months ago, I guess now. And so I decided to kind of put it on hold while I'm starting to generate some more work, kind of sideline work, what was sideline work when I was working full-time, but now is more specifically to just help corporations and small businesses and professionals create and manage blogs and podcasts.
Oh, cool.
So I'm doing a lot of that. That's at harkinscreative.com, H-A-R-K-I-N-S, creative.com. And then, but my hobby site, and the one that I'm most passionate about, and I can't wait to get back to, is my original podcast. And the reason that I got into it to begin with is clubkidcast.com. And it's a podcast for kids, and it's way produced. I mean, it's, you know, sound effects and music, and just it's big and it's fun, and it's, the kids love it. And they're screaming at me every day, hoping I'll make another episode. And I just have not had time to do it with all these other things that's going on. But that was sort of my introduction, my baptism by fire into the podcasting world. And it's been fun and a hit. So I need to get back to that one. But it's a lot of fun. You ought to check it out.
Gotcha. And while we'll throw one more question at you here, we're gonna throw you into our newest feature, which actually will work very well on a tube. If you can remember it. Okay, right now it's a timestamp, so these are not your favorite, so you're not making, if you have friends that are doing podcasts, and they say, why didn't you mention mine? It's like, hey, it's called the last 5 and 5. Mm-hmm, now, mm-hmm. You don't really need to take all 5 minutes, but what were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
Oh, gosh.
Pop quiz.
Yeah, let's see. Last 5 and 5. I got to admit, I am a huge fan of Leo Laporte and the things that he's doing. So I pretty much, I wouldn't be surprised if all 5 were things that were distributed from Twit. The show that he does with Amber MacArthur, Inside the Internet or Inside the Net, it's a great show. Because I'm an early adopter, I love to get my teeth into the newest things. So that show just kind of keeps me abreast of new technologies and new products that are out there on the web. So I would have to say I think I just listened to that one today. So that would probably be the most recent.
I know it sounds like an easy question, but it's not.
I know, because I listen to a lot of them. The Pottercast. I'm a kid at heart. I got to admit. I'm 35 years old, 34 years old, and I still got my Legos. You know, I'm a geek. What can I say? So, the Pottercast, it's a great show, and just kind of got all the minutia and the ins and outs and intricacies of the plot. And, it's just a lot of fun. Let's see. Of course, I'm a big fan of Ask a Ninja.
I just got in on the ninja stuff, and I love it.
Actually, you know, I'm late to the party when it comes to, oh, shoot. And now I'm going to forget the name of it. Rocket Boom. Gosh. Keep wanting to call it Rocket Town because there's a club here in Nashville called Rocket Town. Yeah, Rocket Boom. And actually didn't really come to the party until after the old girl left and the new girl came in. So
right.
I've been catching it occasionally. How many is that now?
That's, well, 5 if we count Twit.
Okay, well, we got to count Twit because...
Okay.
I mean, it's such a stable, I've got to say, thing.
We've got Twit, Inside the Internet, The Pottercast, Ask a Ninja, and Rocket Boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You're off the hot seat.
Whew. Did I pass?
I think so. All right, my man. Well, Carter, thank you very much. Everybody.
Hey, it's been a pleasure.
Everybody go out to innertube.com. Of course, you can actually go out to schoolofpodcasting.net. That's our show archive, and you can see I'll embed a tube into the posting for this particular podcast, so you can actually see how it looks embedded. You can go over to innertube.com. It's really easy to set up an account and get one going, and it's actually a lot of fun. So thank you very much. Best of luck.
Thanks, Dave, and let's talk again soon. Hey, are you going to be at the Podcast Expo in September?
Absolutely. I'll be talking on Friday, doing planning your podcast, avoiding the ready, fire, aim syndrome. So,
well, let's plan to shake hands then. Oh,
absolutely.
I'll be there. I'd love to meet you.
Cool.
Great.
All right, my man.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good one.
You too. And I've done another Dave. That's right. I am unfortunately rather famous for butchering people's names. It's Carter Harkins, H-A-R-K-I-N-S. I said Hawkins when I first met him. Sorry about that, Carter. Check out his all his stuff. Again, I'll have it out in the show notes at schoolofpodcasting.net. He's got Harkins Creative. He's got Club KidCast, obviously InnerTube. All the links from Last 5 and 5. If you'd like to phone in your Last 5 and 5, I'll pick up the toll. It's 888-563-3228. Or you could email it in. Although, I'll be honest, I prefer the audio. A little more human side of that, but I'll take them via text at schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. If you're a new podcaster, just want to get started in the right direction, or an established podcaster ready to take your podcast to the next level, check out schoolpodcasting.com. Hundreds of resources, hours of tutorials, and you know what? It's getting late, so let's get out of here. Thank you very much for tuning in. Class dismissed.